Okay, we're in Perek Ches in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. We left off with Lacha Zayin, and we're going to finish up now with the Mole and Chaser system. That's what he finishes off with in this Perek. So he says in Lacha Zayin, he says, Derech Yidias Hashana Im Chodshe Mleim or Chaseran or Kesidron Lefi Cheshbon Zeh Kachu. So let's recall, every year always has in it months that are Mole and months that are Chaser. The particular issue has to do with Mar Cheshvan and Kislev, whether both of them are Mole, both of them are Chaser, or it's divided. And that's what he means by saying Chodshei Mleim. Like, is it a year where there's more Mole months? Is it a year where there's less, where there's more Chaser months? Or is it Kisidron where Mar Cheshvan and Kislev alternate? So how do you calculate all this stuff out? Teda Tchila Yom Shenikva Bo Rosh Hashanah. So first, figure out which day Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out for that year. And then figure out where Rosh Hashanah will end up on the next year. Okay, then start working out the number of days between them, except for the day which Rosh Hashanah actually falls out on. Im timsa b'nein shnei yomim, okay, if you find there are 2 days between them, you chachi ashana chasarin. So then you'll have a year where let's say cheshvan and kislev will be chaser. Vim timsa b'neim shlosha yomim, you kisidron. If you have 3 days, it'll be alternating chaser malay. Vim timsa b'neim arba yomim, if there's 4 days, you chachi ashana shlemim. Okay, so this calculation he's talking about, which is the number of days between these Rosh Hashanahs, will lead you to determine whether in the coming year there's going to be a chaser year, a mala year, or kisidrum. So he says in the Lacha Ches, "Bamedvar amorim b'shahaisa hashana shetirtz leida sidur chotshei pshuta." As long as it's a regular year and not a leap year, okay. Aval im haisa meuberes. If you're talking about trying to work out the sequence of the mala chasers of a leap year, im timsa ben yom kviyaso ben yom kviyashana shachreya arba yomim. If there is 4 days between the day that you establish Rosh Hashanah this year and the day of the following year, if there's 4 days between them, you chotche osa shana muberes chaserim. If it's 4 days, then you know it's going to be a year of chaser months, meaning kislev and cheshvan. Vim timse beneam chamisha yamim, you kisidron. And if there's 5 days, it'll be the alternating. Vim timse beneam shisha, you shlemim. If there's 6, it'll be a full year, meaning both cheshvan and kislev will be mali. Right? So that's for a leap year. So now, of course, he's going to give you an example how to apply this. Halacha test, Ketzad. Harei Shiratzin Leidor Sidur Chodshe Shanazu. So let's say we want to know the order of the months this year. V'haya Rosh Hashanah Bechamishi. Okay, V'hi Pshuta. So Rosh Hashanah of this year came out on Thursday, and it's a regular year. The Rosh Hashanah Shalachareya, Rosh Hashanah next year, comes out B'sheni V'Shabbos on Monday. So Rosh Hashanah this year was on Thursday, and next year comes out on Monday. Nimsa Beinayan Shlosh Yamim. You now have 3 days, right? Because remember, from Thursday to Monday is 3 days. You have 3 days between them. Yadanu Shishana Zu Chotshea Kasidron. So now we'll know that this year will be a year where the months will have the alternating, Cheshvan and Kislev will alternate Male Chaser. Vilu Haya Rosh Hashanah Shalachareya Bishlishi. Well, let's say the following year Rosh Hashanah came out on Tuesday on our calculations. Hayu Chotshe Shana Zu Shleimim. Okay, then it would be Shalim. It'd be a year of Shleimim months, meaning Kislev and Cheshvan would be full. Now, if Rosh Hashanah of this year is on Shabbos and next year comes out on Tuesday, then you would have both Kislev and Cheshvan be Chasers. And you can apply the same thing when it comes to a leap year. So all the Rambam's done, Allah Chattas, is he's applied the rules he stated previously into a specific case. And that's the way you can know whether you're going to have what the sequence of Malay Chasers are going to be for the year. Fadei Lacha Yud, Yesham Simonim, right? Shetismoch Aleim. So there are certain indications that a person can rely on. Kadesha lo tite becheshbon sidur chotche yashana. So that a person won't make a mistake when they calculate the months of the year, meaning the Malay Chaser. Vehein binuyan al ikare zeh cheshbon, vehakvias, vadchio, shabiarno darchon veelohim. And they're basically built on these certain fundamental principles of how the calendar was set up. and determining the days that Rosh Hashanah comes out on. So these are them, okay? Kol Shana Sheyeh Rosh Hashanah Ba'a B'Shlishi. So he's trying to give you like the easiest summary here. Any year Rosh Hashanah comes out on Tuesday, Tiela Olam Kesidron Levi Cheshbon Zeh. You can guarantee that the year will have the normal back and forth sequence of Malis and Chatzers. Beim Shuta Beim Uberes. Doesn't matter if it is a regular leap year. Okay, so all that fancy stuff he said before, here's the easiest way to figure it out. If it comes out on Tuesday, it'll always be a year of Kesidron. Vimia Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos or B'Sheni. And if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos or Monday, Lotiyah Kesidron La'olam. Beim Shuta Beim Uberes. You can be sure if it comes out on Shabbos or Monday, it will not be a Kesidron. Not sure if it's a Malay Chasr, but it won't be Kesidron. Vimia Rosh Hashanah B'Chamishi. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday, Im Shutahi E'efshar Shiyu Chatshia Chasriyam L'Chesrim Zeh. If Rosh Hashanah ever comes out on Thursday, guarantee that if it's a regular year, it's impossible for it to have be a year where you have months that are missing days. And if it's a leap year, it's impossible that it be there, that it be a year where the months, where you have Cheshvan and Kislev, go back and forth in so far as Malay and Chasar is concerned. So that's the, I think in the Rambam's way, that's the easiest way to get a sense of how to calculate the Malays and Chasars. Okay. Parak Tes. Okay. Before we start Parak Tes, it is once again picture time. And this is a very, important picture. Let's get it up here. Very, very important. Okay. And because we're spending some time on this. So I'm going to blow it up just a little bit, which I can't do for some reason, but okay. Hold on. Nope. Okay. Okay. Let's take a look at the top here. Okay. So what we're looking at the top is, there we go. What we're looking at in this picture, the main picture on the screen, we're looking at a bunch of things. Okay. Okay. In the middle here is Earth. Okay. Now we have, these are the constellations. Tale, Shor, Ta'omim, Sartan, etc. Or if in English, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Aries, etc. Virgo. All those fun constellations. We're not talking about astrology here, okay? But these are the constellations in the sky. So basically what happens is that what we're going to see here is we're going to see this is the Masul Shemesh. This is the path the sun takes based on our perception from Earth, okay? So the sun goes all the way around here. And what the sun is doing is the sun is traveling, so to speak, on its path through the constellations who are on their paths, okay? Everyone has a path. So the sun travels around, okay, on its sphere or its path, and the constellations also, they revolve too, okay, and the sun travels through them. Now, why is that important? Well, that's going to be important to set up what are called tkufot, okay? So we are familiar with tkufot more, and the Rambam's going to use it in more of a seasonal sense, but we use it when it comes to the idea of the equinox and solstice. So the 21st of March, okay, is going to be our equinox day, our vernal equinox, spring equinox. Then we're going to have our summer solstice, okay, which is the 21st of June. 23rd of September is going to be our autumn equinox. And then the 22nd of December will be our winter solstice, okay? So again, if you look at the cross here, summer, winter, right? Left here is summer, over here is winter, spring, fall. What's important also from a calculating standpoint is the length of the day. As we know, the longest day of the year is going to be on the 21st of Yuni, and the shortest day of the year is going to be on the 22nd of December. And then the equal days, meaning the 6 to 6 days that exist, will be on these equinoxes. So equinox is where you have an equal time of day, meaning it's a 6 to 6 day, ideally. And then 21st of Yuni against the 22nd of December are dealing with your longest versus shortest days, okay? Now, these markers are used to determine the season, so to speak. So, Tkufat Nisan, we'll call that spring. So, spring, in a sense, starts on the 21st of March at the time of the equinox, and then it goes until the 21st of June. So, that's going to be our, this period of time here is going to be spring, our Tkufat Nisan. Then you have Tkufat Tammuz, which we'll call summer. You have Tkufat Tishrei, which is, again, the same period of time, right? As you'll see soon how he calculates it, the same period of time for our fall, so to speak, and Tkufat Tevet, which is going to be our winter, all right? So these are used to mark our seasons. And since the solar year is 365 days, we're going to divide that into quarters, and you'll have the same amount of time between for each tekufa. So each tekufa has its own, has the same exact amount of time getting through it. Now, if you look down here, okay, this explains what I just said. Okay, Tekufa Nisan, okay, is the spring season, right? And that is the day where, the day is equal, meaning it's a 6-to-6 day, okay? What happens after that? Hayom Mamshif Lehitarech, right? So the day gets longer and the night gets shorter. When does that happen? When the sun enters into the constellation of Tala. So once that starts happening, if you look up in the sky and see the sun, the path of the sun, obviously you can't see it at night. So you mark where Tala is at night. The sun, during daytime, you'll see the sun, so to speak, has entered into Tala. That's how you know that Tekufat Nisan's begun. Tekufat Tammuz, right, is the summertime. Hayoma Aruch Bashana. So now we're getting toward, when does it start? The longest day of the year, which is going to be the 21st of June. And what happens after that point? The days begin to get shorter and the nights begin to get longer. And that's when the sun enters into the constellation of Cancer, Sartan over here. Okay. And moving along, again, we can put this all together now. We have Tishrei, fall, same thing as Aviv, equal day. And then, of course, the day gets shorter and nights get longer. And then Teves, which is winter, which is the shortest day of the year. The day starts to get longer after that, and the nights tend to get shorter. So it's very, very simple. The trick is that we don't usually measure these things based on the path of the sun going through the constellations, but it works. I mean, you can do this. You can try this. It does work. So this is what we're going to need to do. We're going to know about as the Rambam begins Perek Tes. Okay. So Perek Tes begins as follows. Okay. Halacha Aleph. Shnasa Chama Yesh Mechach Me Yisrael. Okay. She'omrim Shishlosh Meos Chamishim Shishim Yom Revia Yom Shu Sheishos. Okay. So there's a famous Machlokas in the Gemara, which the Machlokas is how long is the actual solar year? Okay. So one Shita holds it's 365 days, 6 hours, which is a quarter of a day. Okay. So that's one Shita. The others maintain that it's less than that, okay? It's less than that quarter, okay? So there's a machlokas. And the Rambam is going to go ahead and work out each shita. This parak is dedicated to the first shita. Next parak is dedicated to the other shita about this type of calculation. So again, there's a machlokas. Is the solar year 365 days and 6 hours, or about a quarter of a day? Or is it 365 days and less than a quarter of a day? Turns out the Chachamim of Greece and Persia had a very, very had the exact same machlokas. So they weren't quite sure the exact amount of time of the solar year. Now we're not talking about a huge difference in the machlokas, but it's a machlokas. So halacha beis mishu omer shehi 365 days virvia yom. Yishar mikol machzor. Now, let's remember our machzor. Our machzor is our 19-year cycle, right? Remember, the 19-year cycle is comprised of a number of regular years and leap years. So, going back to the machzor, which is the 19-year cycle, there'll be left over, if I hold 365 and a quarter days, then at the end of each machzor of 19 years, right, there'll be left over Shah Achas, Verbameos, Vachamisha, Shmonab Chalak, and Kumosharno. So, which we said before, there'll always be left over 1 hour and 485 chalakim. That is the total amount of time on a 365 and a quarter day year, 19-year cycle, okay, when you multiply that by 9, your leftover will be 1 hour, 485 chalakim. Via bein tkufa l'tkufa, now, between the start of each tkufa, of each, again, we'll call that season, it's not the best description of it, but anyway, The period of time between each season, right, is Echad V'tishim Yom V'sheva Shos V'chatzi Shah. So the time between each one is approximately 91 days and 7.5 hours, okay? So each one, if you broke up each tekufa, again, that's taking 365 days divided by 4, basically, but ends up being 91 days and 7.5 hours. U'mishateta tekufa achas be'ezah yom, be'ezah shah. he taskel limnos imena tkufa shnia shachreya umina shnia l'shlishis at sof olam. So once you know this, once you know the date and the hour of the beginning of any tkufa, you can then calculate, okay, very easily, I think, the beginning of the next tkufa after that, and the third tkufa, et cetera, forever. So once you know one, you can therefore work out all the other ones. Okay, halacha gimel. Now, tkufat Nisan. When is the tkufa of Nisan? That's the vernal equinox, the spring equinox. Okay, that takes place, right? He hashah v'achelek shetikanes bo shemla shetchilas mazal tala. Like we saw in that picture. It is the time when the sun begins to enter, right, the constellation of Tala, okay, Aries. Utkufas Tammuz, now the summer solstice, Heyos Hashemesh Barosh Mazal Sartan. That's when the sun starts entering the constellation of Cancer. Utkufas Tishrei, okay, that's the autumn equinox. Heyos Hashemesh Barosh Mazal Muznayim, that's when it enters into the constellation of Libra, right? That's the fall autumn equinox. Utkufas Teves, Heyos Hashemesh Barosh Mazal Gedi. And by Teves, it's when the sun enters into the constellation of Capricorn. So these are the various, this is when you know the seasons have begun. Okay. Utkufas Nisan, Haisa, Bishana, Harishana, Shayatzira. Let's not forget that, right? Remember, the Rambam had worked out before first Molad ever in creation. So now this is important. The Tkufa, okay, the beginning of the season would take place, so to speak, before the Molad, okay, as you'll see right now. Tkufas Nisan Haisa Bishana Rishona Shel Yetzira, the Tkufa of Nisan that happened at the first year of creation, right? Lefi Cheshbon Zeh, Kodem Molad Nisan, it's before the Molad of Nisan, Shiva Yaman Tesha Shal Sheshmos Ushnaim V'Arba Chalakim. So comes out to 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 Chalakim. So again, the Tkufa of Nisan, okay, meaning when spring started, okay, that beginning started 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 halakim before the first Molad. Okay, remember, the Molad is the conjunction of the sun and the moon. Remember, we're talking about two different systems here, so it's easy to get confused. So the Tkufa started, or the sun entered, so to speak, into the constellation of Tala, right, 7 days, 7.5, whatever, 7 days, 9 hours, and an X chalakim prior to the Moled of that month, okay? So with that said, now that he's established his variables, now it's time to get out your pen and paper and work out the mathematics. So, halacha dalet, derech cheshbon tkufa kachu. So, how do you calculate out the beginning of each tkufa? Teda, now it's interesting, in this parak, he actually goes through, like, different methods of calculating. And each one has its own unique method. They're all actually the same. They all actually get to the same result, just different paths to get there. So here's path number one. Teda tchila kama machzorn shlemim mishnasa yetzirat machzor shetirtze. Okay, so the first thing you do is you work out the number of machzorim that have taken place, okay, from the beginning of what it called the creation until whatever machzor you want, okay? In other words, if you're trying to calculate the season, first is you got to first work out how many machzorim have passed by, okay, since the beginning of creation. The kach l'chol machzorim hen sha'achas v'tof pehei chalakim. And then you have to add, because remember, there's always a difference when you go from machzor to machzor, you have to add the leftover from each machzor of 1 hour and 485 chalakim. Now, v'kibetz kol chalakim shos, okay, v'chol shos yomim. So remember, when you do these additions and subtractions, you must always convert over chalakim into hours. If it gets 1,080, you convert that to hours. After 24 hours, you convert that to days. V'tigra mina kol shiva yomim, v'tesha shos, v'shesh me'os shanim, v'arba chalakim. Now, with that, okay, once you have that, you then have to subtract from that amount 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 chalakim. That is the number, right? That is the amount of time before, in other words, the tkufa was before the first molad, okay? V'ashar tosif oso al molad nisan shel shana rishona min ha-machzor. Then add whatever's left over from that to the time of the molad of the first year ever, okay? Yatzalacha be'ezo shah, what'll come out from this is the hour, uvekama b'chodesh, tiyat tkufas Nisan. You'll know exactly from this the hour and day of the month that tkufa Nisan shall osa shana rishona b'osa machzor. You'll figure out the tkufa Nisan, the exact time and day of the beginning of spring, okay, whatever you want in that machzor. In other words, excuse me, of the first year in the machzor you're investigating, okay? Umimena taschil limnos echad v'tishim yom. And from there, what do you do? You can now calculate by adding 91 days, sheva shos mechzal kol tkufa tkufa. Once you know it's kufas Nisan of the shana of the machzor that you're working in, just keep adding 91 days and 7 and a half hours ahead, and you'll get to the next kufa. Okay? That's one calculation. Now, v'im tirtze leidat kufas Nisan shol shana zu, right? Shehishnas kach v'kach v'machzor sh'ata omed bo. Now, let's say you want to know when the tkufa Nisan is going to be for this year, okay? That is the year, the year of whatever machzor that you're in, okay? Again, shnas kafakach machzor shata omabot. It's the year of what X year in the machzor being the 19-year cycle, so whatever, year five, whatever it is. Kach lechol machzor nashleimim shah v'tof pehe lechol machzor. Again, you have to go ahead and add 1 hour and 485 chalakim to each machzor. Now, you also add from all the complete years, right, that have passed within the 19-year cycle. Okay, asar yomim ve'achas ve'esim shos u'masayim rabach halakim l'chol shana v'kibet zakol. So what you do is you need to add after that 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 units. Where does the number 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 units come from? That's a difference between a solar year and a lunar year. So you add that to the total. Now, with that total in mind, v'tigra mimenu, you subtract from that, okay? Shiva yomim tesha shal, shesh meos, shanim v'arba m'chalakim. You subtract the 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 chalakim, because that's the period of time from the first kufas Nisan until the molad of Nisan. V'ashar tashlichem, the remainder you complete with chod she levana, tisha v'eshrim yom, u'shtem esher shalos, u'shrami o'sholosh v'tishim chalakim. Then the remainder, right, you add in the remainder of the lunar month, which is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. Then nishar, whatever's left from that, pachos michodesh alavana, right, minus the lunar month, tosif oso al molad nisan, you add that to the molad nisan, sh'osa shana, of that particular year. And from that, v'tedas man tkufas nisan, sh'osa shana, you'll know the tkufa nisan for that year, bekama yom b'chodeshi, the day it comes out to of that month, uvekamasha, and the hour. So this is another way to get to that precise amount. Tkufas Nisan lefi cheshbonzeh. Okay, for those still interested, the tkufa Nisan for using this type of calculation, ena leolam ella o betchilas alayla o bechatzia alayla o betchilas yom o bechatzia yom. So it's interesting. So when it comes to tkufas Nisan using this method of calculation can only come out, okay, either tseis. Okay, now let's use our hours here, okay? Either come out at 6 p.m., at 12 a.m., at 6 a.m., or at 12 p.m., okay? So the beginning of the tkufa of Nisan, of the spring equinox, can only take place either at 6 p.m., which is tseis, okay, on a 6-6 day, right? 12 a.m., okay, that's 6 hours later, okay? Or at 6 a.m., or at Chatzos. It's only one of those hours, okay? Now, how did he get to that point? Because that comes out to, it's because there's a 30-hour difference between an equinox and a solstice. So, as he's going to explain, these numbers come from calculating within an hour period of time the difference between these equinoxes and solstices, okay? But whatever, it's not as important how he got there. Tzkufas Tammuz le'olam eino ela o b'sheva sha'os u'mechza. So now when it comes to the summer solstice, okay, that's always going to be 7.5 hours, which means 7:30 p.m. o b'sha achas u'mechza b'en b'yom b'en b'layla. Or it comes out at 1:30 a.m. So either it's going to be 7:30 p.m., 1:30 a.m., 7:30 a.m., or 1:30 p.m. Those are the hours, the time, where Tzkufas Tammuz can take place. Tkufas Tishrei, when the fall equinox begins, Le'olam eina ela o b'teisha shavos o b'shalosh shavos b'yom yom le'vilela. That only takes place either at 9 or 3 o'clock, whether it's day or night. And finally, Tzkufas Teves, Le'olam eina ela o b'eser shavos hamechza o b'arba shavos hamechza b'yom yom le'vilela. And when it comes to the winter solstice, that takes place either at 10:30 p.m. or 4:30 a.m., 10:30, 4:30. Okay, those are the hours. And the, all that is that's just taking, let's say, again, think about it, 6 hours. Let's say Tkufas Nisan, 6 hours, right? Because it's six, right? Add to that an hour and a half, you get your 7:30, okay? Add to that another, what do you call it, an hour and a half, you get your 9. Add to that an hour and a half, you get your 10:30. All these numbers are simply adding the 1.5 hours to each part. And that's how you get to these numbers. Okay, im tirtze leida, if you're still curious and you want to know be'eze yom mi'yemei ha'shavua, okay, u'be'eze shah tiyat tkufa, let's say you want to know the day of the week and the exact hour that a specific tkufa will take place, kach shanan gemurim sh'avru mishnas ha'yitzira, so again, take the amount of years that have passed by, complete years that have passed by since the beginning of the world, ad shana sh'tirtze, until the year that you want to calculate, the hashlecha kol, Shmona v'esrim. Okay, and what do? You need to divide into them, put them into groups of 28. Okay, put them into groups of 28. Then nishar, then nishar pachos mishmona v'esrim, kachachol shana shana yom echa v'sheshos. Now, where does 28 come from? Why would I take all the years and group them up into 28? 28. The reason why is, 28 is, okay, after 28 cycles of an equinox. Okay, so let's take the spring equinox. After, if I say from year one, spring equinox, let's say is on, the 20th of Nisan, okay? 28 equinoxes later, it'll come out the exact same day and time. Okay, so 28 is the amount of cycles that an equinox goes through to return back to the original date, the day of the month and time that it had. So, just like you have 19-year cycles of regular and lunar years, which also, in a sense, self-regulates, you return back to pretty close to the same original point, so too by equinoxes and solstices. Okay, count 28 after whatever one you want. Count 28 later, and it'll always be the exact same day as the first one of that 28. Okay, so that's where he gets this idea of dividing them up into 28. Okay, what's left over from that? Okay, will be pachos mishon of manisher pachos mishon esrim. Anything less than a 28, kachakol shana v'shana, add on to each year yom echad v'sheshos. That's 30 hours. Okay, add on to each one 30 hours. Okay, v'kibetz hakol, add it up all together. The host of halav shlosha. Now then add 3 to it. Okay, the hashlech akol shiva shiva. And what do you call it? And then divide the rest up into groups of 7. Then nishar mina yamim mina shos taskalim noso. And whatever's left over from the days and hours, start counting. Mitchilas lil echa b'shabbos. You start counting from Sunday night. Ulo asher yagia cheshman bo tietkuvat nisan. And whatever the calculation comes to, that result will be the first day of spring. The lama mosif in shlosha. Why do we add 3 days? The reason why I have to add 3 days at the end is very simple, because the first tkufa of existence, of creation, right, was on Wednesday night. That was when the first tkufa took place. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll try to do a little chazar on this tomorrow.